This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Secretary Mattis came in, he met with the president, they made the decision, and he won't leave for another couple of months, but he wanted to make the decision today.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Defense Secretary Mattis submitted his letter of resignation and will be leaving his post at the end of February. Mattis is said to be enraged over President Trump pulling troops out of Syria without asking him. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi says she's stunned.
I am shaken by the resignation of General Mattis for what it means to our country, for the message it sends to our troops.
The president tweeted, a new defense secretary will be named soon. The White House is now making preparations to move 7,000 troops out of Afghanistan as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. We've got your last-minute gifts. Stores are now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more, and get Kohl's cash. Short on time? Buy online. Free store pickup. Most orders ready in 2 hours. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, enter promo code USA, that's promo code USA.
As AAA predicts, more than one-third of Americans, a record-breaking 112.5 million, will be hitting the roads, rails, and runways for the holiday season. It says the busiest holiday travel season will officially start tomorrow. But by many measures, it's actually starting today with this woman who's traveling by car to her holiday destination, reminding people to just calm down.
Not get too worked up. Just realize, you know, everyone's stressed out, and it'll be okay.
Meanwhile, the winter solstice is today. It means here in the northern hemisphere it's the shortest day of the year. The exact moment of the solstice will be 5:23 p.m. Eastern Time. That's the exact moment the northern hemisphere will be farthest from the sun. A wounded veteran's raising millions to help pay for President Trump's border wall, losing three limbs during his second deployment to Iraq in 2004. His GoFundMe page has raised over $10 million so far. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Surprising no one, the president of Russia is applauding President Trump's call for U.S. troops to be withdrawn from Syria. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Vladimir Putin saying he welcomes the U.S. decision to pull its troops out of Syria, saying, quote, Donald is right. He was speaking at Thursday's annual end-of-the-year news conference, saying he agrees with President Trump that the Islamic State group's been defeated, and he says that makes the U.S. presence in Syria unnecessary. And he says this will mark the start of a new phase of a political settlement to end the fighting in Syria. He added, though on a skeptical note, it remains to be seen if the U.S. will actually fully withdraw from Syria. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Disgraced Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein lost his bid to get a sexual assault charge against him thrown out. Lisa Butters is president of Time's Up.
Frankly, we are relieved that Harvey Weinstein failed in his efforts to avoid accountability for his actions, and we are very happy that none of the charges were dismissed.
The weather could impact holiday travel plans along the East Coast. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orvec.
The rain that's across the southeast in Florida is going to be spreading pretty rapidly northward tonight and into Friday. A few of the major metropolitan areas from Washington up through Philadelphia, New York City, and Boston.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Just about it, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you along with us, fighting the good fight. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Dimitri Balasaros is with us, and I'll tell you, I've been looking forward to this conversation with Dimitri. Dimitri is known as the lovable libertarian, former columnist for the Pittsburgh Tribune Review, and he currently hosts his own show, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. And that's local, not loco like in Spanish, like crazy, although maybe some people might think, though. But, you'll understand in just a moment. Dimitri, Merry Christmas. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Well, sounds like you've been already talking to some of my critics. You've done your homework. Yes, local and loco. Merry, and I don't mean to start off by being provocative and causing a ruckus, but Merry Christmas to you too, Bill.
Well, hey, that's okay. I got to tell you, I think that at least what I'm seeing in the retail outlets here in Florida, and I was in California earlier, also in Hawaii before that. So I've been doing a little bit of traveling, and most of the retail outlets are comfortable. I maintained, even during all this PC insanity of Merry Christmas, and I felt sorry, Dimitri. You know, you and I, when we were working for our way through school and going through the process and working for retail outlets and that sort of thing, you had to be sensitive to the corporate culture. And I felt sorry for these kids that were kind of left stranded. They were given, mixed signals. Should they say happy holidays? What happens if somebody says Merry Christmas to me? Should I be offended and that sort of thing? And, I've maintained, what I hold in my heart is, look, I want you to be blessed for this holiday season. If I offend you with Merry Christmas, I apologize. But, you got to think about what Christmas is all about and why you're going to have some time off over the holiday, why people are a little bit happier in normal times in this country right now. It's because of this incredible thing that happened to our world over 2,000 years ago in the form of God sending his son. And we celebrate this like no other holiday on the planet. I mean, we spend weeks and in some cases months. Retail is happy to get their all their colors out and Christmas offerings. This year I think it started in a lot of places, right about the same time as Halloween, so they were getting a real quick jump on it.
Before Halloween, are you kidding me? Halloween, all over the internet, I saw a number of posts of Christmas stuff, and it was before Halloween, certainly before Thanksgiving, but also before Halloween. It was like right after Labor Day, let's start putting up the green and the red and the wreaths and all that. Oh, it's insane. But if consumers want that, then, fine with me. It's a free market, and I'll there are Christmas stores that they're open year-round.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is one of these people who goes into these stores. She also collects snowmen, which I'll never understand. We have like 200 or so different snowmen, all different sizes and shapes, in back of the house.
Uh-huh.
And this is just what she does. But she goes to Christmas stores mm-hmm. in the middle of summer. Like,
yes.
Lord, I don't understand this.
You see, she would love it in my car, because if she got in my car like in March, she'd still be hearing Christmas music. The kids make fun of me. They go, "Dad, what are you doing? It's, you know, Christmas was 3 months." I go, "No, it's always Christmas here with me. You know, I just..."
Well, some of the music is great.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter whether it's Christmas or not. Some of the tunes are really...
Yeah, so whether it's cold outside or cold inside, it's all good music, you know, it really is.
Now, I do draw the line watching the Hallmark Channel. That I will not do. It's like, no, that's too much even for me. I can't deal with that. It's just too much Christmassy.
It's too merry for you?
It's a little too much for me. I'm sorry.
In order to balance it out, then what you do is you tune into what's going on in the Beltway, you know, and what we've been dealing with. Are we going to get a wall? Is it going to be called slats, or what are we going to call it? Or and they want to argue. Well, you know, we can't have the wall, in places where it's not practical. Well, of course, any knucklehead can figure out that if you don't need a wall there, you don't have it. That we've got technology, but obviously, that set aside, this isn't about being a Republican or Democrat. This is about protecting the citizens of this country.
And let me ask you this, because I think this is bringing up a great point. Oh, by the way, I was listening yesterday as well, and then congratulations on that great guest that you got, that beautiful blonde columnist affiliated with Fox News.
Oh, Liz Peek. Yes.
Your interview with her was great, and she's terrific. I love Liz Peek, so congratulations.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Nice.
Yeah, she's been a regular for the last 3 years. I love her insight. I mean, she's so brilliant. I mean, she brings that Wall Street moxie and practicality. And of course, her experience in the political realm as well. It's very much in depth. I mean, she was a star right away. I knew this, and she did do some, some kind of light contributing, but now they've made her official. She's an official contributor to, Fox Business News now.
Oh, Liz Peek is wonderful. You did a great job yesterday.
Thank you. Thank you. So, anyway, we were talking about, all that's going on with, with the wall, the president. I don't know. He must have, something happened. I mean, and I was shocked yesterday when he was rolling over on this deal. I go, "You cannot do this. What are you doing? You know, you've got to hold the ground on this." Certainly with his base, nobody wants to shut the government down. But look at the Democrats, Pelosi, Schumer, they've been, playing games and avoiding, the national security issue. They talk it, but they don't put their money where their mouth is. I mean, the president...
As do a lot of Republicans.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, Democrats.
It drives me nuts.
But let me
tell
you, there are a lot of never-Trumpers, a lot of those country club Republicans, a lot of Mitt Romney types and all that. That, frankly, I think are worse, because at least Pelosi and Schumer, for all of their faults, and heaven knows they've got a lot of faults, at least they're honest about, yes, we want open borders, we want to import votes. It's those never-Trumper country club Republicans that have undermined this. They're the real problem here.
Right. Well, we lost a lot in 2018. They vacated themselves. And that's what happens with leadership. Leadership, when it is demonstrated appropriately, it will sift them out. And that's what's happening. You know, Jeff Flake, right on down the line, John Boehner, all these, we've got a golden opportunity right now. You see, what President Trump was accused of and I'll never forget, on his inauguration speech, that it was a dark speech. And it was a dark speech for the political elites, because he was calling them out. And what he told them, and he told all of us, that he was turning the country. Unlike President Obama, who said he was going to fundamentally transform, this president had the audacity to say, "Hey, I'm going to do what the U.S. Constitution says, and I'm going to turn the country back into the hands of we the people." And the discernment of the mainstream media and the ruling elites and those that you talk about, the country club Republicans, they were shocked and their feelings were hurt.
Yeah, in fact, it's even worse now that Roger Ailes has passed. Fox News is starting to show some of those country club Republican tendencies, and I'm very, very concerned about this subtle change in the tone of even Fox News. They've got way too many people on there that sounds like they don't like Trump very much, not just Shepard Smith, but a lot of others. I'm very concerned about the drift. All the more reason to have shows like yours, Bill, and others, because you guys tell the truth and you stick to your principles.
Well, very Dimitri, important. That's why we got to hang together. We got more from Dimitri on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Martinez live.
Christian Independent, just the way you like us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dimitri Valisars continues with us, the lovable libertarian, former columnist for the Pittsburgh Tribune Review. He currently hosts his own show, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Dimitri, I wanted to talk to you about what you wrote about, and that is, you know, former President Obama saying, hey, look at, you know, that 3-plus GDP that you guys are enjoying. You know, you think it's all Trump. You got to blame me. It's my fault. You know, I'm the one who did that, right?
Well, I can certainly blame him. It is his fault, but it had nothing to do with being productive. It's unbelievable. With former President Barack Obama, when he was at Rice University, he told the crowd there and talking about the Paris Climate Accord and all that nonsense. Let me read this exact quote here. You wouldn't always know it, but it went up every year I was president about the energy independence. That whole suddenly America's like a big oil producer and the biggest gas. That was me, people. Mm-hmm. That is so Barack Obama. He has no self-awareness. He is so taken with himself, he actually believes his own press clippings. How sad is that?
Yes. Well, it is. There's no way to connect the dots on this, to say there's a causal relationship. I mean, of course, he has his acolytes that drive me nuts, that, you know, I see him on Fox News and CNN and other places, and I go, wait, how do you get there? I mean,
right.
What this administration did was they strangled business and productivity. They told the oil community, hey, you're out of business. I mean, Hillary Clinton made it real quick clear if she was elected president. You guys, don't worry about it. We're going to send you to some remedial school and we'll find another job for you, right?
Oh, it's even worse. That was Colt. She
yes.
made that insane comment at a town hall meeting on CNN in, I believe, March of 2016, where she said right up front to the people in the coal industry that a lot of coal miners are going to be put out of work, as well as others like oil and gas and all that. And she was just very matter-of-fact about it because she knew she was going to win the election. She didn't care about the bitter clingers here in flyover country.
Mm-hmm.
Here, you know, we're part of this basket of deplorables.
Right.
So she actually was telling the truth for once. This is exactly how they feel about us. And now with President Trump coming in and going, no, we're going to start to tap into Mother Nature. We are going to take advantage of all our natural resources.
Exactly.
Coal, oil, gas, uranium. Now we see this tremendous boom in the economy, and especially in the energy industry here in America. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
For the first time in our lifetime, Dimitri, we are exporters of oil. We are truly on the verge of becoming fully independent. All the things that Democrats and the others have claimed that, you know, why should we be doing business, you know, business with people with the Saudis and that don't share our values
yes.
and the data
yes.
and that. And here we have this golden opportunity, and they're looking a gift horse in the mouth.
Absolutely. They're so opposed to this, and yet they're the ones who at least give lip service to, you know, we don't want to be fighting wars all across the world. Well, this libertarian doesn't want to fight wars all across the world either.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness that President Trump is actually keeping another campaign promise, bringing
right.
troops back from Syria and now Afghanistan. I'm sorry he lost Mad Dog Mattis, but
mm-hmm.
he is keeping his campaign promises, and I believe the media will never tell you this, but it is my firm belief that part of the reason that he can do that is because we have become so energy independent now because of all the explosion, in a good way, metaphorically, regarding
mm-hmm.
oil and gas and coal and uranium. We don't need the Middle East anymore. The Middle East now needs us. And this is a great position to be in.
Yeah, and he brings up the important question that Main Street America has been saying, why are we putting so much skin in the game for their individual freedoms? I mean, he's got to go to NATO. He's got to go to these European countries and say, hey, why don't you guys honor your commitment? I mean, we're having to make up the difference and continue to carry your weight for you. You know, that era is over. There is new management here in the United States of America. And, of course, their response was, well, nobody asked. And so, you know, it's like, okay, so you understand we're asking now. And supposedly that was one of the offenses that Mad Dog Mattis was offended over. And, for me, I'm frankly a little disappointed. I have a lot of regard. I honor him for, his service to our country. But it's like, I think that he got a little bit infected by the beltway disease of, these are my marbles and don't move my cheese. He's a general. You take orders. You sit there and look at, we need his perspective in there. And for him to pack his marbles and leave Dodge here, I think it's a disappointing thing. And I don't celebrate that. Of course, all those on the left, it's another, bad thing for Trump, and they'll use it to beat him up with. And Nancy Pelosi is, she's got the vapors over it and stuff. And it's like, what? Like, this guy's the last general standing? I don't think so.
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, think about this. The left has now perverted itself to such a degree that they're upset that President Trump is keeping another campaign promise by removing the troops from the Middle East, removing the troops from Afghanistan, bringing the boys and girls back home. And this is what the left traditionally had been in favor of. At least that's what they had always talked about. And now they're talking as if they're the warmongers, and that Trump is somehow soft on communism, soft on Russia, soft on terrorism. It's simply Alice in Wonderland kind of stuff down the rabbit hole.
What are they going to do, Dimitri, when my eyes are off this whole Russian collusion deal? This is like Don Quixote chasing windmills, I got to tell you.
Right.
But the real collusion is what happened with the DNC and what happened here domestically. And again, it happened in 2018, where you've got voting districts overnight going from red to blue. That is statistically impossible. I don't care how many migrants you got coming in, immigrants coming in, that you just can't, flip those numbers without doing something rather suspicious, which is what they did for Barack Obama. What, in Pennsylvania, they had something like 59 voting districts vote about 118% for Barack Obama. Yeah.
Now, I will give the devil his due. The Democrats are much, much better at this politicking thing and winning elections, knowing how to win elections, than Republicans are. Republicans don't have any kind of backbone or spine.
They don't want to cheat, Dimitri. These guys are cheating. You sit there and you find all of a sudden they got these rental cars with absentee ballots. Interestingly enough, thousands of absentee ballots that are only Democrat. How come we can't find any rental cars with Republican absentee ballots?
Well, Bill, you're raising good points, but it's actually even worse than that regarding the Republicans, because one thing the Democrats will do, and again, give the devil his due, they will fly in all these lawyers, these big sharks, during any kind of close election to do whatever they can legally to get every possible advantage they can to get as many votes as possible. Republicans don't do that, especially out in California. There were so many in the congressional districts out there where the Republican candidates were actually leading on election night.
Exactly.
Won on election night. Mm-hmm. And then afterward, the Republican Party, because it does not have a spine, does not have enough Corey Lewandowski's and Lee Atwater's, allowed them to steal the election. They didn't send their lawyers out there to do whatever. This is what the Republican Party is just frustrating to me, because these country club Republicans, they don't want to get their hands dirty. They don't want to do this, that, and the other. We need to learn valuable lessons from the brutal blood sport that is politicking in the Democratic Party. That's how you win in this day and age. It ain't pretty. It's disgusting. Lots of lawyers involved, a lot of recrimination, this, that, and the other. But the bottom line is they know how to win in this dirty, dirty war of politics. The Republicans don't have the stomach for it, and that's why they lost the House.
What do you think is going to happen in 2020, Dimitri?
Well, that is light years away, let me tell you.
But coming to a theater near you, they're already lining up.
And I can't blame them. And they all absolutely believe that President Trump is beatable, just like they all believed he was beatable, in 2016. 2 years before 2016, I never in a million years would have predicted there would be a President Donald Trump. So now we're 2 years away from 2020. Who knows what's going to happen? But
exactly.
I think this much, the Democrats will underestimate President Trump, probably fatally, because that's what they do. They still can't come.
Exactly. Through. Well, we got to leave it right there.
Okay,
he is live and dangerously local, Dimitri. Thank you, Dimitri.
We've got your last-minute gift. Stores are now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more, and get Kohl's Cash. Short on time? Buy online. Free store pickup. Most orders ready in 2 hours. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Gold Bond salutes all you fixers out there. Fixers of wobbly chairs, squeaky stairs, and drippy faucets. Folks who can fix just about anything, except dry, cracked hands.
Whoa, that's bad. Man.
Say hello to Gold Bond Crack Skin Cream. More than a lotion, it precisely fills, soothes, and protects rough, cracked fingers and knuckles. 91% said cracked skin felt smoother in 1 day.
Yep, feeling good.
Gold Bond Crack Skin Cream. Find it at First Aid and Walgreens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Secretary Mattis came in, he met with the president, they made the decision, and he won't leave for another couple of months, but he wanted to make the decision today.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Defense Secretary Mattis submitted his letter of resignation and will be leaving his post at the end of February. Mattis is said to be enraged over President Trump pulling troops out of Syria without asking him. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi says she's stunned.
I am shaken by the resignation of General Mattis for what it means to our country, for the message it sends to our troops.
The president tweeted, a new defense secretary will be named soon. The White House is now making preparations to move 7,000 troops out of Afghanistan as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Have yourself a merry
day. Just like that, America fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear us. Bill Martinez, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Well, during the holiday season, you know, many Americans travel to visit loved ones, and with the number of older drivers increasing, there's more traffic on the highways, shorter days, more adults are dealing with concerns about their older relatives' driving ability, right? Holiday gatherings provide families with an opportunity to observe the driving habits of their older relatives firsthand and begin discussions about driving safety. How do you know if it's time to talk with an older relative about their driving safety? This is what this is all about. Jody Olszewski is back with us. She's a gerontologist with the Hartford. And Jody, welcome back. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. But this is a topic. I mean, outside of all the political fussing and talking and debating that happens around the holiday dinner tables, this is a topic that's important and more meaningful than all the political rhetoric, you know, to talk about over the holiday, is it not?
Yeah, good morning, Bill. Nice to be back. I think that our loved ones, our older relatives, and their driving safety is an important issue for many of us. And you know, part of it is because driving is so important. It's particularly true as we grow older. It's kind of the glue that keeps us connected to our communities. And so, you know, it's really important if you are worried about an older relative that you find out your concerns are valid. And sometimes being together gives you the opportunity to do what we suggest, which is to jump in the car. Instead of driving, be the passenger so you can get a bird's eye view and really try to validate state if your concerns are, you know, really factual.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, if they've, you know, driven up to the house and run over three trash cans, that's a little bit of an indicator that there might be, you know, you might find a way to get them out on a test drive and, you know, see firsthand for yourself. But, you know, seriously, Jody, how do you know when it's time to talk with an older relative about their driving safety?
Well, you know, if you are jumping in the car and observing, then you want to look for warning signs. And it's not just one. So it's easy to just see a person once a year and the person makes a mistake and you think it's time. We're talking about kind of an ongoing pattern of problems, an increase in frequency and severity. That's when it's really something you want to pay attention to. And on the minor side of that, that would be things like hitting curbs, parking inappropriately, you know, in repeated incorrect signaling. And the more serious side, obviously, if you're observing near misses or delayed responses, as well as something like confusion at exits, that's obviously when you really, really want to pay attention. So if you notice that pattern of warning signs, then that's probably a good indication, although the best approach, right, is to have conversations all the time about driving just in general, and then you're in a better position if you're worried or concerned.
Yeah, because this is a tough topic. I mean, to come out of nowhere, I mean, here it is. You know, you've got a family member, a loved one who's getting older. And this is a tough topic to, you know, to address because, you know, sometimes what happens with our parents especially is that, you know, the child becomes the parent becomes the child. And you're going, what's wrong with this picture? You know, how do I, you know, like you say, how do you even broach the topic? How do you start the conversation? But it's definitely a lot easier if you've been having the conversation along the line. I mean, you know, there's nice, easy ways to, you know, kind of ease into the conversation, right?
Absolutely right. And most of us, as we age, we kind of adjust our driving based on our skills. So we might not drive at night because our vision changes. We might not want to drive in bad weather. And those are all great opportunities to start talking about driving and how the person is feeling about their driving skills. But if you do get to the point where you're concerned, you've observed these warning signs, I think starting can be the most difficult. So the approach is important because that's going to set the tone. So we suggest choose the right messenger, you know, the person who has the best rapport, and then choose the right time. And often it's not family gatherings.
You want
to make sure that it's a non-threatening situation. It's not kind of we're all ganging up on you kind of approach.
Yeah.
Because it should be a dialogue. You want the older person also to express their feelings. They might also be having concerns but don't know what to do. And
right.
So when you open it up that way, right, you have a much better outcome probably in the end.
Yeah, I hope people know that I was just kidding about the conversation around the dinner table. We don't want to turn this into an intervention, certainly. that's
right.
For sure. Yeah, the less threatening, the better. Let's touch a little bit more. You kind of touched on this just a little bit, but I want to expand on these key warning signs that you mentioned, Joni.
Sure. So, again, like I said, you want to look for patterns and make sure that you're getting in the car and looking and watching. And so, you know, parking inappropriately, you know, difficult turning when backing up. I mean, we all have some changes that happen with flexibility, but it's a matter of degrees and whether you think that's actually impacting their person's ability, say, to back out of a driveway. Really near misses, you know, hitting curbs if you notice any scratches or dents in the vehicle. Those are other things to sort of pay attention to.
Exactly. Well, this is, you know, it may be that time to have that conversation with your loved one. And Jody Olszewski is with us. She's Executive Director of the Hartford Center for Mature Market Excellence. She leads a team of corporate gerontologists who conduct primary research and deliver expert services across the Hartford. Jody, what resources and tools are available for older drivers and their families?
You can go to our website, which is thehartford.com/lifetime, and we have lots of resources on there, including a guidebook that's called We Need to Talk, Family Conversations with Older Drivers, and you really can get everything you need right in that guidebook. We have a warning sign list with a more extensive list than what I gave you. Mm-hmm. We have checklists, you know, ways to plan for transportation alternatives, really everything that you need to kind of start having those conversations.
Well, that's a great idea, Jody. Now, let's talk about the highlights, you know, from the free, from the research that you've just conducted with MIT AgeLab.
Yeah, we've been conducting research with them for a number of years, and a couple of things that I think are important to know. One is that the top reasons for older drivers wanting, you know, feeling like a family member should talk to them as if they've had incidences of forgetfulness or getting lost, if there's a significant change in their health, or if the family member is really just concerned about their safety. Those are reasons that older drivers themselves say that they want a family member to talk to them, and family members are at the top of the list in terms of who they want to speak to them. They'd much rather hear from you than they would from a police officer or a healthcare professional. So I think both of those findings are, you know, good reasons why, even though it's uncomfortable, it's important for you to be the one if you are concerned. And like we said, to start talking about it early on.
Exactly. Well, Jody, I can tell you, my mother, she lived to be 93, but her driver's license was due to be renewed when she was 100. And I thought, you know, in Southern California, where she lived, Coach John Wooden is his driver's license. He was, you know, he died before he turned 100, just right before. But his driver's license said he could drive till he was 100. Sometimes what happens is that sets up an expectation. People say, well, you know, hey, the DMV said I could drive till I'm 100. Fortunately, in both cases, in John Wooden's case and also my mom's, they were reasonable enough to see, hey, look, I'm losing some of my capacity here. And as you say, it starts out with, hey, I'm not as good a driver at night anymore. I mean, I'm not going to drive at night. So they kind of self-regulate to a degree, and those are openers to the conversation because sometimes they will share that with you. And my mother, I know, did, and I know with Coach Wooden's family that he did as well, and all he would do was drive to the local coffee shop and breakfast. That was part of his daily regimen, just because the DMV says, you know, your license is, you know, good till you're 100, you know, you've got to use some common sense along with that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you bring up a lot of good points there, and that kind of self-regulation is a great opportunity to have the dialogue. And I think, you know, family members, we're the people closest to older drivers are the ones that have the best insight, whether they have a license. You know, we're able to observe, and they're able to know as well. And so that's really an important approach.
Well, Jody, where can they go for more information?
TheHartford.com/lifetime.
Well, Jody Olszewski has been our guest, gerontologist with The Hartford. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Jody.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. We've got your last-minute gift. Stores are now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more, and get Kohl's cash. Short on time? Buy online. Free store pickup. Most orders ready in 2 hours. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As we approach 2019, it's a good time to take stock of your financial rewards so you can maximize your earnings in the new year. International travel expert Lee Abamonte describes the tools and programs he's using that can also help you plan ahead.
Check to be sure you're enrolled in rewards programs based on the categories of spending you anticipate in 2019. Those programs for me are airline, dining, hotel, and banking rewards. For example, I plan to enroll in Bank of America Preferred Rewards, which will give me credit cards rewards bonuses of up to 75%, no-fee ATM transactions, and even a discount on the mortgage fee for the home I'm planning to buy next year. For tracking my financial rewards across multiple programs, one of the newest digital tools available for Bank of America clients is My Rewards, a central dashboard that helps me maximize my earnings, redeem rewards, and access new rewards.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred-rewards.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Christmas time is here, and happiness and cheer, fun for all that children call their favorite time.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Oh, it's the season, huh? But don't forget the reason of what it's all about. It will keep you merry and gay, no doubt. Doug McKinnon joins us now, former Pentagon Public Affairs exec, now an author. And, of course, we're going to talk a bit about Christmas and the holiday season. Doug, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Hey, good to have you here. I have this sense that we're through, I mean, it's still there, I mean, the war on Christmas and some of this political correctness, but I think that, you know, America, Main Street America is, you know, culture weary over this political correctness attitude over Christmas, although we had a situation where a principal of a school looked at a candy cane, maybe they read something historically, and realize that Christians have been looking at a candy cane for a long time and saying, hey, look at that that little twist at the end of the candy cane is reminiscent of the shepherd staff. Looks like a J, stands for Jesus. The red stripe in there, the blood of Jesus, the white, the purity and holiness of the season. And, of course, she put this all together and put out an edict that candy canes were no longer acceptable on their campus, all right?
Well, and that's going on still, I think, Bill. I think, to your point, mainstream America is tired of the subject. But I also think, and I talked about it recently on a couple of shows, was the fact that over the last five decades, I think, unfortunately, whether it's Christians, Republicans, conservatives, or just people with common sense, we've sort of ceded the three major megaphones of the country, that being the media, entertainment, and academia, the left, and God bless those folks, but a lot of them would prefer not to have any faith-based institutions, period. And, you know, so target one initially became sort of Christmas and to remove Christ from Christmas, and there was a great deal of success over the last five decades in doing that. Mm-hmm. I think Donald Trump, President Trump, was good to bring the subject back up. and he got it back on a lot of radar screens. But then if you look at the Pew Research Center last year, they were just saying that, in fact, sort of Christmas is still losing, even with President Trump's support, as more and more people fall away from their faith. And unfortunately, more and more people still are hesitant to say Merry Christmas now out of fear of offending somebody.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I can appreciate that. What we've been sharing on this show is that it really comes down to what's in your heart. I mean, here it is, this particular season. We've got, 6 weeks of Christmas like no other. And I keep reminding people, I mean, I can't believe that all these years I never really stopped to consider, you know, compared to any of the other holidays on our country's calendar, Christmas goes on for weeks. And this is a time for us to, you know, be blessed, give ourselves a respite. And if we ever needed it in this country, Doug, it is right now with all this contention that's going on. So what's wrong? I mean, after all is said and done, you know, kind of like with the Donald Trump attitude, you know, what do you got to lose? You know, what have you got to lose here to trust God for his word and for the blessings that we've had, including, you know, we're starting with the founding of this country that is so exceptional. Our founding fathers knew it. Our first president knew that it was the hand of divine providence that gave us this country. The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, which another founding father stated very clearly that it was designed for a people of morality. And where do our morals come from? If it doesn't come from, you know, our religious views, then, you know, we run grave risk here. So Merry Christmas is a blessing. And what my attitude has been in my heart is I want to bless people for the holiday. And I may say Merry Christmas, and if they say Happy Holiday to me, I'm not offended because I know in some cases there are dictates from corporate America that says, thou shalt not say Merry Christmas. But it's not like they're telling me I can't say Merry Christmas. I understand they're saying Happy Holiday, but it's counterintuitive within their spirit, Doug, to say anything but Merry Christmas because that's what we grew up with. That's what we understand, our calendar, you know, everything about our Christian faith is so encompassed and entwined in our culture that you can deny it just like you can deny gravity. But look, there's consequences for denying gravity. When you hit the ground, you find out, hey, look, you know what? It still exists.
Well, that's right. And then I think, Bill, ultimately, if the Christmas season serves no other purpose than to remind us all that there's a lot of people out there, especially children, still in need in this mm-hmm. country.
Right.
And if we take the time to help, I grew up in abject poverty and I grew up homeless as a child.
Mm.
And so poverty to me was never an academic exercise.
Right.
And I've learned over the years that, and I think you'll agree with this, we're never going to solve poverty in the macro sense.
Mm-hmm.
But we can impact it dramatically in the micro sense, meaning that you and I and all of our friends, we all know someone, whether it's a business colleague, whether it's a family member, whether it's a neighbor, whether it's a stranger, who needs something, who needs some help. And if each one of us, especially at Christmas time, just helps that one person, I honestly believe that impact, that positive impact, that Christmas season impact will be larger than all of the charities in the United States.
Without a doubt. And Doug, you bring something up so important because when you go back and you study the history of Christmas and where it grew out of. I mean, for a very, very short period of time, it was to honor the ruling class. But I mean, that came and went so quick that what it ended up doing, and again, I think this is the hand of God in it, and to your very point here, is that it gave way to giving gifts to the poor and honoring them. And, you know, we do that. And in a mix of other contributions in the Christmas season. But I agree with you. I mean, case in point, you know, this country has spent, how many trillions of dollars in 50 years? Some incredible number of trillions. I think it's like $23 trillion since the war on poverty with Lyndon Baines Johnson. And we haven't moved the needle. I mean, it went from 15% to 15.1%. So your point's well taken, and Jesus even said, look, you'll always have the poor with you. And so, I think that when he said that, it wasn't like, oh, what a bummer, you're always going to... I think he gave us a call for stewardship with the poor, to come alongside when he said, you will always have the poor with you. And if you look at it that way, it gives you a little bit different perspective to where you understand that, look, this is where they are, where the poor is right now. And but for the grace of God and, you know, some, you know, special things in your life, you may not be there. You may not have to deal with homelessness. But there are people that are dealing with homelessness that are living out of hotels and worse yet, out in the parks. I mean, I live here in Florida, and it's amazing to see, you know, how they're able to survive. It blows me away. I was in California where I grew up, and over around Angel Stadium, there was a church nearby that was supporting the homeless, and the city came and says, you can't do that. And so now the city is being overwhelmed right next to Angel Stadium because all the homeless people have moved under the freeway over ramps and structures there. And so they've got quite a homeless compound, that has developed, in the last year, particularly there in Anaheim, California.
Right. And exactly. And that's the thing, too. I sat down a few years ago with some ministers and priests and just talked about this in general in terms of people falling away from their faith and sort of removing Christ from Christmas in so many ways. And they thought one of the best ways to reintroduce that was in stories where you appeal to a wide secular audience and drop in hints about what Christmas really means. And so that's why, you know, this year I have a book out called The North Pole Project.
Yes. Congratulations, by the way, Matt. Yeah.
Thank you. But, you know, but it folds in all of the messages that we're talking about. And for me, again, with a book like this, I didn't take a dime and ever any proceeds go to charity because I think when the subject is so spiritual like this, that's what you're supposed to do. So.
Right. Well, Jack, the other thing here, and you bring up a great point, and that is that, you know, when you're out there serving, you have less time to be frustrated. I mean, there's lots of things you can be frustrated about in our country right now. But at the very heart of the joy of this season is that, follow God's lead. I mean, he came to serve. He didn't come to be served. And we are, as his followers, to follow his lead here. And so if we can apprehend and hold on to a servant's heart, I got to say, this Christmas season will be like none other. And what you will be able to pass on to your kids and your grandkids as a result of it will be something that will make every Christmas going forward extremely unique and very, very special.
Well, that's exactly right, Bill. And that's ultimately the Christmas message, right?
Exactly. And it's one of service. And that's the opportunity that we have right now. And of course, that is counterintuitive, what is out there in the culture right now. All this backbiting and, you know, and fussing and fighting over this. I mean, that really doesn't serve. It's not serving the greater good. It's a waste of time, a waste of energy and resources, isn't it?
It is indeed, and it's one of those things where it's frustrating all of us. And, you know, our sort of Congress has turned into a nursery school and a giant sandbox where nobody gets along. And a good Christmas present for the country would be if those guys can figure out how to get along again.
Well, maybe we'll get them a copy of your North Pole Project book, huh? It's for those who believe. Doug Michael McKinnon has been with us. And, Doug, the book is available at all the usual places, and we're going to link it on our website, too, at BillMartinezLive.com.
Thank you so much, Bill.
You got it. Thank you.
A joy to talk to you, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you. God bless.
You bet.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.